Hi there, my name's Graham Holland. I'd like to welcome you to Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 88. And it's the middle of March, and we're looking forward to the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event, which is taking place on Friday the 22nd of March 2013 at the lovely View 2 Gallery on Matthew Street. And as those of you who've followed our events for some time, we've got a policy of introducing our audiences to young up-and-coming musicians at our regular monthly showcases, and also at our open mic Liverpool Acoustic Afternoon events, and we've seen so many talented youngsters that we've decided to put four of them together in the same lineup. If you come along on Friday 22nd of March, you'll be able to enjoy music from Dominic Dunn, Sophia Ben Youssef, George Lawless and Millie Pye, and all of those are either 15, 16 or 17. A 15-year-old Dylan Tierney from Inverness was due to take part in this event, but he's had to pull out due to ill health. So we wish him a speedy recovery and look forward to seeing him play at a future Liverpool Acoustic live event. The tickets for this are a normal £5 in advance from wegottickets.com/liverpoolacoustic or £6 on the door. Doors open at 8 o'clock, music starts at 8:30 and finishes no later than 11:15. We try to finish around about 11-ish, but it's occasionally we go a little bit over that. You can join the Facebook event at facebook.com/liverpoolacoustic and click on the events tab. And as is normal for events, this is a 14 and above. We have had younger kids joining us, but they tend to get a little bit restless. So we normally say 14 and above if you want to come along and enjoy it. And everyone is welcome. And I'm going to be playing you one track from each of those four artists, plus a couple of bonus tracks as well, and telling you a little bit about them. So first up, we've got Dominic Dunn. 16-year-old Dominic Dunn is a musical tour de force. Not only is he studying hard for his GCSEs, he also finds time to gig relentlessly, write songs and run his own events supporting young performers. He recently organised a music journalism masterclass with world-acclaimed music journalist Paul Dunoyer, and two afternoons of music at the Albert Dock for Threshold Festival Fringe. And he was too young to be nominated for the Liverpool Music Awards, but they placed him firmly in the one to watch category. I'm going to play you, and I don't know if I've played this track from Dom before in the past, but whether I have or I haven't, it's a cracking track anyway. This is Dominic Dunn and For the Night.
Don't let me slip away. We can dance until the darkness turns to day. You're the one I've been searching for, the one that I will always adore. Follow me to the place where you should be. Say those words and tell me now. Come on, dear, just show me how. Darling, stay with me. Don't leave me here alone. Let's just lose ourselves, your feelings have been shown. Let's just sing our hearts out now. Come on, dear, just show me how you move. You run away, girl, you blow my mind away. zones leave me here alone. Let's just lose ourselves, your feelings have been shown. Let's just sing our hearts out now. Come on, dear, and just show me how. And how you move in your own way, girl, you blow my mind away. Maybe this could be love. Oh, the girl was so shaken, but sorry that she's taken. She's mine, oh yes, she is mine. Oh, you move in your own way, girl, you blow my mind away. Maybe this could be love. Oh, the club looks so shaken, but sorry lad, she's taken. She's mine, oh yes, she is mine for the night. Watch your number, love, just put it in my phone. I'll ring you the second I get home. I know that I'll see you again, so honey, wait for me till then. Goodbye, oh yes, goodbye. Watch your number, love, just put it in my phone. I'll ring you the second I get home. I know that I'll see you again, so honey, wait for me till then. Goodbye, oh yes, goodbye. Watch your number, love, just put it in my phone. I'll ring you the second I get home. I know that I'll see you again, so honey, wait for me till then. Goodbye, oh yes, goodbye for the night.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It was Dominic Dunn there, and For the Night. You can find Dominic online at facebook.com/dominic.dunn22, and there's the number 22, dominic.dunn22. And in fact, this gig he's playing for us on the 22nd of March, I think it's going to be his last big gig before he gets his head down for his GCSE revision. So we're really glad that he's able to fit us in, and wish him all the best for his forthcoming exams. Okay, next up, Sophia Ben Youssef. And Sophia is a 16-year-old singer, songwriter and pianist who also plays some guitar. She's been playing the piano since she was 9 years old in an informal, self-expressive way, always leaning towards jazz influences. Last year, her brothers bought her first guitar, which she's steadily self-learning how to play. Since her first public performance in April 2012, her soulful jazz voice and performances have been attracting a lot of attention. Sophia has already performed with Robert Vincent, Joe Bywater, and she's coming up a little bit later, Tom Moorcroft, Gary Edward Jones, Johnny Sands, Koff, and Chelsea, to name but a few. And she's also been approached by London-based agents who are currently arranging venues in London for Sophia, following viewing her videos on the YouTube channel for Band Vault in London, who invited her along to do a video shoot. So yeah, there are people out there that are actually seeing the talent and the potential in Sophia, which is great. Her diverse musical influences range from Emily Sandé, Alicia Keys, Muse and the Foo Fighters, to Miles Davis, Oscar Peterson and Nina Simone. Although some of her songs are inspired by everyday events in teenage life, one song in particular stands out in her performance, Carry On, inspired by the Arab Spring Uprising in Libya that so profoundly had a personal impact on her family. And she was very fortunate to have this song played on primetime news in Libya. Sophia is looking forward to recording more of her own songs and is currently working with several musicians and producers on a variety of musical collaborations. And she's just been approached by several independent music blogs to do live video performances and interviews. So she's very much in demand. Sophia's musical ambition is to develop her songwriting and perform her music live in front of a large audience. And her focus is all about the music and the lyrics and getting noticed for the quality of her sound. You can find her on Facebook at facebook.com/SophiaMusicUK. Really pleased to have Sophia back playing for us. So this is Sophia Ben Youssef and a song called Carry On. Something special. That was Sophia Ben Youssef and Carry On, and thanks to Sophia for sending that through to me. Okay, next up, George Lawless. He played. He came along to the Liverpool Acoustic Afternoon open mic in June last year and impressed us so much that we offered him an opening slot at our main event, Liverpool Acoustic Live, in August, where he was on supporting TJ Murphy. And he impressed TJ Murphy so much that they offered him a slot supporting him at their International Guitar Festival Great Britain gig last November over on Wirral. So he's really, really impressing people everywhere he plays. And we're really pleased to have him back and playing a full set for us. It's not often we have just an instrumentalist playing for us, but someone of the talent of George, we couldn't really say no. So you can find him on his YouTube page, which is youtube.com/GeorgeLawless1. That's the number one. And this is a track that he sent through to us. It's a song. It's actually a Shakespearean sonnet, which has been set to music. And the vocalist you can hear is George's friend Lisa McVinney, who's going to be singing for us. So this is George Lawless playing guitar, Lisa McVinney singing, and it's called Music to Hear.
Music to hear. Why hear the music sadly? Sweet with sweets no more. Joy delights in joy. Music to hear. Why hear the music sadly? Sweet with sweets no more. Joy delights in joy. If the true concords of wealth turn sound by unions married to offend thine ear, they do but sweetly chat thee who confounds in singleness the parts that thou shalt not bear. Music to hear. Why hear the music sadly? Sweet, 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 not war. Joy delights in joy. Music to hear. Why hear the music sadly? Sweet, 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 now war. Joy delights in joy.
George Lawless on guitar and his friend Lisa McVinney singing Music to Hear. Just read you the blurb about George. 17-year-old George Lawless started playing guitar 6 years ago. Since then, he's developed a love for fingerstyle acoustic guitar. At the age of 13, he started to study classical guitar as well as self-teaching folk fingerstyle pieces. His style is best described as a combination of classical and folk. George has played with a lot of local acts in the past year, including John O'Connell and TJ Murphy. While still developing his classical guitar technique, George is currently playing a lot of folk open mics in the city and hopes to continue to play and develop his guitar skills while studying for his A-levels. So all the best to George with his A-levels. Yeah, lots of exams around at the current time, aren't there? Okay, so that's George Lawless. And finishing off our lineup for our youth special is Millie Pye. At only 16 years old, singer-songwriter Millie Pye has already made many original songs written. A deeply soulful and emotionally led performer who draws her audiences in with a beautiful, emotive, but powerful, heart-wrenching voice. Millie's style is completely raw. Mainly self-taught on the guitar, she is currently in a developmental stage of her musical career and gaining a lot more live experience by regularly treading the boards in Liverpool, including supporting Sandy Tom at Eric's, and also playing in Chester, Cheshire venues and London at the 12 Bar Club in Soho, plus many private functions in her local area. And Millie's influences come mainly from life, and her musical tastes vary. But for style choice, Ed Sheeran, Mumford & Sons, Ben Howard and Newton Faulkner would be her most influential artists. Her dream is to perform, workshop and write with Ed Sheeran. Well, you never know. You never know indeed. You can find Millie at her Facebook page, facebook.com/MilliePieArtist, and Pie is P-Y-E. Millie with a Y as well, because I spelled it wrong the first time I put it down. I spelled it with an I-E. So it's Millie with a Y, M-I-L-L-Y-P-Y-E. So it's facebook.com/MillieByArtist. And this is the song that she sent through to me. This is Millie Pye. And sometimes on the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight.
Saying that I need you, but I wanna see you all the time. I'm not saying I should be thinking about you, but I'm feeling like I gotta run away, like I gotta wait. Could you run away? Sometimes just occasionally.
Millie Pye there, and Sometimes, and what a bright future she's got ahead of us as well. It's just, as I keep on saying, there's so much talent out there in Liverpool, but so much young talent out there, and it's great to be in a position where we can support some of those young performers coming through at our rents at the View 2 Gallery. So the lineup for the night is Dominic Dunn, Sophia Ben Youssef, George Lawless, and Millie Pye. And once again, we send our best wishes to Dylan Tierney, who is unwell, won't be able to join us. Okay, I'm just going to take a pause whilst I cough. Oh, right, that's better. Okay. Well, yeah, all right, a couple of bonus tracks to finish off the show. The first one is from The Beautiful Word. And The Beautiful Word are a five-piece experimental Casio folk pop group from Brighton. They're touring the UK to promote the single May Not Be Love and can be seen playing twice in Liverpool on the tour. How's that? For those of you who want to catch them, you can see them on Tuesday the 9th of April at the Fresh Sessions at Schmooze Bar near Penny Lane. 9 o'clock start for that, and that's free. And you can see them again the following Saturday the 13th of April. They're playing Lomax at, it says 8 p.m, and I can't find any more information about that. But I'm sure if you check the Lomax website closer to the time, you'll be able to find out. You can find The Beautiful Word at thebeautifulword.co.uk, and they asked them whether they could play Liverpool Acoustic Live, but unfortunately we couldn't fit them in because our event didn't fit in with their touring schedule, and we already had all of our artists booked for April as well, so unfortunately. But it's great that they are managed to get a couple of gigs in Liverpool on the UK tour, so do catch them if you can. So I'm going to play the single that they're touring to promote, May Not Be Love. I'm going to follow that straight on with a new song, a new track from Joe Bywater. And Joe can be found at joebywater.com. Joe is J-O, bywater.com. And there's a track called Woolen Hearts, which she's recently bought a resonator guitar, and she's been experimenting with that for the first time. And this is one of the first tracks that she's recorded using it. We're looking forward to hosting Joe's album launch in September for our Liverpool Acoustic Live event. But she's going to be giving us lots of taster tracks between now and then. You can download this track actually for free if you're interested by going to soundcloud.com/joebywatermusic. And the track is called Woolen Hearts. So this is Joe Water and Woolen Hearts, and that's going to be after The Beautiful Word and May Not Be Love.
It's not love, I'm just cold. I'll give you my hand to hold. I hope you don't think me bold. In the snow, we're you be
One big hill towers over you. see the sun. You can see the sun. You can see the sun.
Finishing off the show there, that was Jo Bywater and Woolen Hearts. You can find her at jobywater.com. And before that was The Beautiful Word and May Not Be Love. And once again, you can catch them on Tuesday the 9th of April at Fresh Sessions at Smooze on near the end of Penny Lane. I'm just trying to think of the name of the road. Church Road North, that's right, at 9 o'clock start, and it's free, and on Saturday the 13th of April at Lomax. That's it. Once again, just to remind you, the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event is our very first youth special on Friday the 22nd of March at the View 2 Gallery on Matthew Street. And we've got Dominic Dunn, Sophia Ben Youssef, George Lawless and Millie Pye playing for us. Tickets are £5 in advance from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic and £6 on the door. And the doors open at 8 o'clock, music starts at 8:30 and finishes around about 11 o'clock, but no later than 11:15. And there's a Facebook event as well, facebook.com/Liverpool Acoustic, and click on the events tab. I don't know if you can hear, my cat has just woken up and he's meowing to go out, so it's a good job. I've reached the end of the show, isn't it? He can meow away in the background. I just need to say thank you for listening. This is Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 88 for Friday the 22nd of March 2013 Youth Special. And if you get the chance, please support your local artists by emailing them, joining their mailing lists, liking their Facebook pages, following them on Twitter, leaving them comments, going to their gigs, and buying their music direct from them where possible. Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight is produced and presented by me, Graham Holland, at grahamholland.co.uk, on behalf of the Liverpool Acoustic website, liverpoolacoustic.co.uk, and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The theme music is King of the Fairies by Andrew Ellis from his CD Midnight on the Water. I do hope you can make it along to the View 2 on the 22nd. I know I should mention this, I don't mention it often enough, but we are on Twitter. Twitter handle is LPoolAcoustic, so why not give us a tweet there? And until the next time, this is me, Graham Holland, saying take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye now.